In Simen Tov Kuf Nun. Again, the second Simen in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Shaar Tanios, entitled Hevdel Sheyesh Bein Tisha B'Av LeYeser Tzomos, the difference between Tisha B'Av and other fasts, Ubo Dalet Seifim. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Yud Ches Amar Aleph, that there are 6 months that they used to send out Shluchim from the Beis HaMikdash to inform everybody when was Kiddush HaChodesh, when Rosh Chodesh is. One of those 6 months is Chodesh Av, because of the tainus that we have in Chodesh Av. The Gemara over there asks, why don't we send out Shluchim and Tammuz and Teves so everyone will know when was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, when was Rosh Chodesh Teves, in order to know when to fast Shavas HaBetammuz and Asar HaBeteves. Because the Pasuk says, famous Pasuk in Zechariah, Tzom HaRavi'i, V'tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i, Tzom HaAsiri. So we have 4 fast days to commemorate 4 different stages of the Churban, which we discussed in the last year in Tav Kuf Mem Tes. And the Gemara asked, why only Av? And the conclusion is that Tisha B'Av, Huchpulu HaTzaros, and because it was Huchpulu HaTzaros, the Tzaros was so, we're not just doubled, but multiplied, multiple tzaros, even though in Shavas HaBetammuz we also have had 5 tzaros, as the Mishnah said in Tainus that we discussed last year. But here the tzaros by Tisha B'Av was so much worse, the Churban Bayis Rishon and Sheni, therefore they would dafka send out in Chodesh Av and not the other months. Why? And here we have a stira in the pasuk. On the one hand it says Tzom Arvi, Tzom HaChamishi, and then it says that they Yiyu L'Sasun L'Simcha, the fast day will turn into a sason and a simcha. So the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah asks, is it a tzom or is it a sason and a simcha? The Gemara answers, when there's shalom, it's a simcha. When there's no shalom, it's a tzom. What does it mean, shalom? When there's shalom, there's a simcha. So here there's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says, shalom means ein yad ha'umos tkifa. When the goyim are not in control of the Jews, then it's shalom, and then these fast days are a simcha, the 3 fast days aside for Tisha B'Av. The Ramban says shalom means we have a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a shmad, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, then there's a tzom, when the Jews are being persecuted. The Gemara says, ain't shmad v'ain shalom, if it's neither this nor that, somewhere in the middle, ratu mis'anin lo ratu ain mis'anin. If the Jews want to, they can fast. If they don't want to, they don't have to fast. Aside for Tisha B'Av, Shehuch Pulu Atzaros. So therefore, Tisha B'Av, that there were multiple Tzaros, everyone has to fast, and that's why they would send out Shluchim to tell everybody when was the fast. The other 3 fasts are based on the Ratzon of the Jewish community, and therefore they weren't Matriach Shluchim to send out to Chutz La'aretz, so everyone would know when was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, when was Rosh Chodesh Teves, in order to fast. So here the Torah says, Ratzu Rov Yisrael, V'hiskimu Aleihem Shelo L'hisanos. It talks about the fact that these tainios are dependent upon Ratzon. However, the Torah says, V'haidna, nowadays, Ratzu V'nogu L'hisanos. Nowadays, everyone has to fast. The Jewish people as a whole have accepted these fasts upon ourselves, and therefore, they're no longer a reshus, they're an obligation. And the Beis Yosef writes from the Ramban, Hein Chova Ad Sheivne Beis HaMikdash. Until the Beis HaMikdash will be built, these fast days, even the 3 that started out as being optional, they are now obligatory. However, we will see that there are chilukim between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days. The Shulchan Aruch starts, Sif Aleph, Hakol Chayavim Lezanos Arba Tzomos Halalu Va'otzer Lefrot Geder. The first thing the Shulchan Aruch tells us, it's a chiv. It could be it started out as a reshus, but right now it's a chiyuv. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph explains, Ritzono Lomar, Afagad demaskina beGemara, even though the Gemara concludes, Dibizman de'ein motu gzeros of the kochavim al Yisrael, when the Jews are not being terribly persecuted by the Goyim, Toloi hadavar beratzon Yisrael, it's dependent upon the will of the Jews, Dehainim rotzu rov Yisrael v'eskimu shalol esanus begimon tzomas reshus biyadon. The Jews can opt not to fast. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Kosva Poskim, the Achshav nowadays, Kvar Rotsu, Vikiblu, Alein, Klal Yisrael, Midor, Dor, va'aser lifrot geder. The Jews have collectively accepted upon themselves to fast these three fasts, va'aser lifrot geder. It's also to breach the fence. Okay, so these fasts nowadays are obligatory. Hagah, note, the Rama says, Miu ubros umeinikos shemitzdaros harbe ein lehisanos. Pregnant women and nursing women who are bitzar, so they do not have to fast on these fasts. Va'afilu ena mitzdaros ena mechuyiv lehisanos. Even if they're not bitzar, they're not chayiv to fast. Ela shenogu lahachmir. But women are noeg to be machmir to fast on these fasts, even pregnant and nursing women, says the Rama. V'dafka begimel tzomos. Now we're referring to those three fasts, aside from Tisha B'Av. Hava b'Tisha B'Av mechuyeves lahashlim. On Tisha B'Av, even pregnant and nursing women are chayev to fast. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, since these three fasts are dependent upon the willingness of the Jewish community to fast, and even though we've already said that the Jews, as a collective whole, have already accepted these fasts upon ourselves, and now we're all obligated to fast, nonetheless, as the Mishnah Berurah, when they accepted to fast, they did not accept the pregnant and nursing women did not accept upon themselves to fast. I think it's pretty standard practice, Bizman Azad, that pregnant and nursing women generally do not fast on those three fasts, on Shabbat Sabbatam, Sabbateves, and Tzom Gedalia. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Hey, it's important to point that in the Kuda. On Tisha B'Av here, the Ramah tells us women are chayiv to fast. Of course, on Yom Kippur, women are chayiv to fast. If it's very, very hard for a woman to fast, it's very important to ask a shayla. It was famous from Reb Chaim Brisker. He used to be quite makel in this department. They would ask him why he's makel. He would say, I'm not makel in Hilchas Tainis. I'm machmir in Pikuach Nefesh. And this is very important. Fasting can lead to early childbirth, which, of course, can be very, 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 very dangerous. And therefore, it's very, very important to get the proper adracha from a rav, from a doctor, to understand. If a person's not sure, it's much better to be makel in pikuach nefesh, or machmir pikuach, makel by eating, much more important, much better to eat, and to be unsure that way, than to fast and be unsure the other way. So, keep in mind the yisav from Rab Chaim, to machmir in pikuach nefesh, important to bring these shailas to a rav before the fast, and not when a person is stuck. The Mishnah Berurah also says that one who is a Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet, because she came with Cholish Embo Sakana, Bevadai Pater Milisanos, but also the Hachmer Latzma. Person who's already no for the Mishkav, he's fallen to bed, he's terribly sickened by the fast, so he's not allowed to fast. That's what it seems to be saying. Unless you want to say that it means he was sick for a different reason, and that's why he's not allowed to fast. I once heard from a Talmud Chacham that it means he's sick, even if he's sick from the fast, that also is a ptur, he's also not supposed to fast. Everyone in these inyanim should make sure to ask a shayla, very, very important. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay points out, Ela shenogu lahachmir, v'imhem chalushos, nira de'en lahem lahachmir, again, if they're weak, they shouldn't fast. U'mikamakam afa tzarech le'echol, those who are allowed to eat, and perhaps obligated to eat on the fast, on the three fast days, lo yisanik atzma b'basa v'yayin, rak kifi mashe tzarech, should not be having a party, basa v'yayin. A person should only eat what he needs to eat. V'chein aktanim, the Mishnah Berurah continues, sheish lehem das lezabel, aktanim that have das, that understand what the fast is about, af agav she'ein mechuyov l'chanchom, you're not chayev to teach them to fast, afilu ben yud beis shana, even if a boy is 12 years old, he's not obligated to fast, v'afilu betayin l'shos, not even for a few hours. Nevinzal points out over here in his Mishnah Berurah that the minig is to fast, the minig Ashkenaz is to fast three fast days before the bar mitzvah. But he says that he doesn't know what the mokar is. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, those children who are not fasting, you should deprive the children, they should only have lechem v'mayim, bread and water. Lefiatino kadeshi is ablu imatzibur. Piskei Chuvis writes that b'zman hazeh the minig is not like this. The minig is, however, to not give the children treats and the like, but the minig is not to treat them like jailbirds and give them only bread and water. However, Piskei Chuvah also points out if a child on his own goes to take something, goes and helps himself to a treat, so leaving aside the inyan of chinuch habanim, where children are and are not allowed to take with and without the permission of the parents, but mitzad this din, he writes that you shouldn't, you don't have to take it away from the child if he takes it on his own, but we shouldn't be feeding the children treats. It's a time for all of Klal Yisrael, all those who understand the nature of the day, of the Churban HaBayis, to be on the downside. Be a little bit sad. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. So keeping in mind the introduction that we had to Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch tells us here, Tzomos halalu chutz min Tisha B'Av, these three fasts, excluding Tisha B'Av, mutarim b'rechitza v'sicha v'ni'ila sasanda v'tashin shamita. Ve'ein tarach l'hafzik b'hem mi'ba'od yom. So here we have four or five different categories, different chilukim between Tisha B'Av and other fast days. We know that Tisha B'Av, and we'll discuss this at length, obviously, Bli Neder, Be'ezrat Hashem. These fast days, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, are mutter berechitza v'sicha, to wash and to anoint. V'ne'ila sasandal, mutter to wear leather shoes. V'tashin shamita, mutter to be with one's wife. And these fast days start in the morning, not the night before. So obviously Tisha B'Av, all these things we are machmirin. And these taniyos, we said these other three, they were originally dependent on the ratzon of the Jewish people. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Vav, "D'bishah she'rotzu v'kiblu aleihem latzum b'chol arba ha'tanis hanal," when the Jews accepted upon themselves to fast, "lo kiblu aleihem she'u b'chol mer tanis tzibur k'tisha b'av." The Jews did not accept upon themselves initially the severity of Tisha B'Av for the other three fasts. Why? Because most of the tzibur can't be omed with such severity so many times a year. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Abal nefesh yachmir b'kulon k'mo b'tisha b'av." A bal nefesh should be machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah. What does that mean? So let's break this up into categories. We have the stopping miba'od yom. The fast, we said, starts in the morning. Tisha B'Av starts miba'od yom, the night before. So here, it sounds like Baal Nefesh should be machmir for all of them like Tisha B'Av. So let's start with miba'od yom. So we said that we can't prevent people from eating in the night of these three fast days because it's too much. Shalmei Moed brings down from Rosh Hashanah, in Lanu Koch, we don't have the strength to deal with that. So therefore, in terms of fasting, a person does not have to start fasting miba'od yom. I heard from Rav Nevenzel years ago, I've written down in my Mishnah Berurah, that he said that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was makbid to make every fast day like a Tisha B'Av. Okay, but we are not knowing to do that. So that's in terms of miba'od yom for eating. For eating, we are knowing to eat miba'od yom because we don't have so much koch. What about rechitza? Rechitza, so here the Mishnah Berurah tells us. In Sharei Tzion, Sif Katan Ches, Achronim v'ayim v'terazav shekosav da'achshav einogin lirchot b'gimel tzomos. The minig is not to wash oneself on these three fast days. Certainly Tisha B'Av, aside from Tisha B'Av, the other three fast days, the minig is not to wash oneself. The cost of a prima godin dana b'chamin. That's only the minig is to refrain from bathing in hot water. One can take a cold shower on these three fast days, but not a hot shower. Not only can one take a cold shower, if one just wants to wash ponov yodav v'raglov, his hands, his face, and his feet, he can do that even with hot water. So general shower, as we know it, with warm water, is, the minig says, the Mishnah Berurah from the Prima Gadim, is to refrain from doing that on the fast day. And it seems even the night before. That's what Sif Katan Tes says, when the Mishnah Berurah said, "Ubal nefesh yachmir b'kulon k'mo b'tishva," Sif Katan Tes says, why? The ha'idna motzu gzeres min of the gilulim. Nowadays, it's not so clear, and again, the nowadays obviously changes every year. Nowadays, we have gzeres from the goyim against the Jews. We have persecutions, says the Shaar Tzion. V'im kein, chal etzem achiv ala gimel tzomos, k'mal tisha b'av. So if it's, we said, if it's, the Gemara says, if there's shalom, then the fast day is not a fast day, it's a simcha. If there's terrible persecution, it's a tzom. If it's neither this nor that, so it's based on the ratzon of the Jewish people as a whole, and the Jewish people have already collectively accepted upon themselves to fast. What if, lo aleinu, the Jews are experiencing a period of shmad, of terrible persecution? I didn't have a chance to look into this. I was curious what the Rabbanim said during the Holocaust. How should people be knowing in terms of these, the other three fast days? Should they be treated with the full severity of Tisha B'Av? So from this Shaar Tzion, it seems to indicate that since the Ark Zera is from the Goyim, different points in Jewish history, and therefore the V'im Kein Chal Etzem Achiyev Al Gimel Tzomos K'mal Tisha B'Av Lefi Diber HaRamban V'Gam HaGroh B'Biru Maskim Lediber HaRamban. So it seems like the Ramban of the Groh hold that the three fast days become like Tisha B'Av. So by eating, it seems that we still assume that we're not strong enough and we're not knowing to start the fast day the day before. That the Baal Nefesh should stop even mi ba'od yom. So I don't think we know like that the gabe eating, but it seems that there are those that are machmer. Again, it's a Baal Nefesh on a minig. I don't know how far you have to take a Baal Nefesh on a minig, but there is an idea of not showering Leil Tzom with hot water. Ne'ilas ha'sanda, well, let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah. U'bal nefesh, I'm continuing in Sifkot Nevav. U'bal nefesh yachmer b'kulin k'mo b'tisha b'av, elashim chal leil tvila yikayim onoso. So, tashish amita with one's wife, one should refrain even leil hatzom. However, if it's leil tvila, then there's mitzvah's ona takes precedence. But leaving out mitzvah's ona, one should refrain. It's going to look like a joke, it's going to look like a game. One should not be machmir on the other three fast days to not wear leather shoes. So tashmish, one should be machmir, unless it's leil tevila. Wearing leather shoes, one should not be machmir, because it looks like a joke. Rechitza, bayom, and perhaps also balayla, with cold water is mutter, hot water is only mutter, panav yodav viraglov. V'chein, continues the Mishmur, imchal asar b'tevis b'erev Shabbos, in l'achmeh b'rechitza v'chamen, mitnei kovet Shabbos. Even though one should not bathe in hot water on a tzom, but if asar b'tevis, which is the only tzom that can fall out on erev Shabbos, then one should bathe the kovet Shabbos in hot water. In terms of smachot, making a simcha, making a sheva brachos. So here, the Shalmei Mor brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman not to make a sheva brachos on Leil Asar B'Teves and Leil Shiva Asar B'Talmuz. There is a general machlokas haposkim if the 3-week period starts with Leil Shiva Asar B'Talmuz or with Yom Shiva Asar B'Talmuz. Rav Moshe and his tshuva was makil in a certain case to make a wedding on Leil Shiva Asar B'Talmuz. But generally, it seems that even the night before, there's an inyan. Again, when it comes to weddings and things that are very important, even Sheva Brachos, one should ask a shayla from a competent posek. But in terms of dancing, singing, music in general, even the night before the fast, even leaving out the issue of the 3 weeks, Asar B'Teves, Tzom Gedalia, one should refrain. But Nevzal points out that Leil Tzom Gedalia is Motzoi Rosh Hashanah, and according to the Rambam and the Chazon Ish, there's a Chiyav HaMelav HaMalka. Most poskim hold there's only Melav HaMalka on Shabbos. The Rambam and the Chazon Ish is Machmir, like Makbid, like the Rambam, to have Melav HaMalka even Motzoi Yontif, so that would apply on Leil Tzom Gedalia. That doesn't require a band or music for that matter. So therefore, what do we have? Simcha, the night before a tainus, one should refrain. Tashmish, one should refrain except for Ona. Leil Tevila. Sandal, one should be mekil, otherwise it looks like a joke. Rechitza, one should be machmir, not to take a hot shower, only cold shower, or warm. Panav yodav viraglav v'chamin. And all these things should start the night before, aside for achila, because we're not strong enough to do that. And Rav Nemezal seemed to say that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld used to make every fast day like a Tisha B'Av because, I assume, because of the tzaras that Klal Yisrael do endure. Okay, again, the Shulchan Aruch again, Sif Bey says, Somar Shalalu Chutz Min Tisha B'Av Mutarim B'Rechitza V'Sicha V'Ne'ilas Asanda V'Tashm Shamita V'Ein Tzarech L'Hafzik B'Hem V'Od Yom. Rav Avadya saw as make it entirely, should be consistent because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And again, we have different minhagim that the Mishabu brought down that we've just discussed. They're not chiyuvim, they're minhagim. And when they get into the way of shalom bias and other things, one should certainly ask a shayla. Sif Gimel. The Mishnah in Megillah says that Tisha B'Av is one of those things that ma'acharin v'lo makdimin. If Tisha B'Av were to fall out on if it falls out on Shabbos, we push it, we make it later, not earlier. Why? The Gemara tells us a rule: the akdume purnus shalom makadminan. We don't bring problems earlier. We don't make perennials. We don't bring it closer. We always want to push it away. And therefore, Tisha B'Av, if it were to fall out on Shabbos, and when it does fall out on Shabbos, is pushed off to Yom Rishon, to Sunday. That is Mishabura brings down in Sif Katan Tes. So to the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol dalad tamas halalu im chalu lios b'Shabbos. If the fast is fell out on Shabbos, nitzchin la'achar Shabbos. They're pushed off after Shabbos." And Sif Katan Tes brings down that Gemara. Hagov im chalu be'erev Shabbos. If the fast day falls on erev Shabbos, which I believe cannot happen b'zman hazeh except for asar b'teves, korim b'shachros u'mincha v'yichal. We treat it like a fast day. V'meish chupa b'yom ha'tainis. If there's a wedding on the yom ha'tainis be'erev Shabbos, they used to have. Imagine the poverty that Klal Yisrael used to experience. They couldn't afford to make a Shabbos meal and a wedding meal, wedding feast, so they would get married on Friday and combine the Friday night Suda Shabbos with the Sudas Nisuin. That's how poor they were. Do we complete a fast day on Erev Shabbos? So this is only. So the Gemara says we want Erev and Daf Mem Aleph from a Beis Paskins Misane Umashlim that a fast day on Erev Shabbos you have to complete the fast. The Ravid says complete the fast means only till Shkia, but not past Shkia. However, the Shulchan Aruch over there in Reish Mem Tesif Dalid, that's in the beginning of Hilchah Shabbos, says that Tainus Tzibur Erev Shabbos we have to fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. Sif Dalid. B'Shabbos kodem l'tzom machris shirach tzibur ha'tzom chutz mitisha b'av v'tzom kippur v'tzom purim v'simoneich agaf olav piu. They used to announce in shul the arrival of the fast day, but the exceptions are Aleph Chof Feisofit. Aleph is Av, that's Tisha B'Av, Chav is Kippur, Yom Kippur, and Pei is Purim, Tzom Purim, which is Tainus Esther. The Aruch HaShulchan says the reason that we don't announce the other three fasts is because, again, as we mentioned before, they started out being totally Baratzon. They're dependent upon the will of the Jewish community, although nowadays we've accepted it and it's obligatory, but since it started out being totally in the Ratzon of the Jewish community, so therefore, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. I made a mistake. We are machriz. These three fast days are the exception. Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Tainus Asar are the exception. And we don't announce the fast. The Shulchan Aruch says we do announce the fast of the other three fast days. And the reason is that Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Gra because they're Toli Baratzon. Since they're dependent upon our Ratzon, therefore they are announced in Shul to remind everybody. The Ramah writes, "Uminag Ashkenazim shelo lahachris shum echad mehem." Those who are listening and don't know what I'm talking about, that's because Minag Ashkenaz is not to announce any fast in shul whatsoever. And on that, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from the Vilna Gaon because Bizman HaZed not Toli Baratzon. The whole point of announcing the fast was because it was Toli Baratzon. Nowadays, that it's not Toli Baratzon, all fast days, all six are obligatory. No reason to announce them, and therefore Ashkenazim do not announce fast days, and the Sephardim continue to announce those three fast days that started out as a Talei Beratzon. That's the end of Simin Tov Kuf Nun.